This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play Stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Golden State Warriors. Now back to Steiny and Guru.
All right, Moses. A lot of Warrior fans say this is the night to step up.
He's my prize pick picked. Now oh. Over 14, more than 14 and a half points. You like it?
Look at you. When would you say
what's the average?
I want to say about 13. I want to say 13 to 14. Help me.
That's
Evan.
Kind of a lot, right?
I feel like 14 and a half for Moody is a lot of points.
But I got to be careful here. No. I had been cleaning up while he went on that bender where he was making everything. It's been quiet on the set here lately. Pods, too, but Pods had that 27-point breakout not too long ago. But tonight, one of the others is going to have to show up.
No doubt.
Yeah.
And the question is, who's it going to be? Which Warrior is going to step up to be their third scorer if it's not Draymond Green, which you wouldn't expect it to be?
Hey, I got to get something off my chest. Evan will soon have kids and know where I'm going with this because we're dads. You got three daughters. So I text my daughter, Milan, who's in North Carolina.
What a wonderful girl she is.
You haven't stayed in touch.
A woman, I'm sorry.
Yeah, my daughter. Yeah. Ask how your old man's doing. I'm not going to.
How's the old man doing?
I'm talking about me.
Oh.
I'm not going to be around long.
Sure you will.
So I look at the phone, and it says, Daddy. Then I'm like, oh, how much you need?
The next two words are, I want or I need.
120 for hair. Just throw me off. And
120 for hair?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
How often does she get her hair cut?
Well, it's done, but I don't know.
Well, you should find out.
Well, I'm irritated that I knew what Daddy meant. It wasn't legit.
Daddy.
How you doing, Pops? It was, I need some chicken. Damn.
Yeah.
Evan, you'll be there one day, baby. You can imagine Evan as a pop.
Well, whenever I call my dad, he always seems suspicious. Let's just put it that way. And I'd like to think I'm self-sufficient at this
that
point.
That is what I'm saying. Says it all. Now, you got three of them.
No, I mean,
yeah.
I initiate the texts 90% of the time with my youngest daughter. But the 10% that she does initiate, she will always ask for money.
Okay.
You're right about that. You're right about that. Our friend Zuki, Zucci Main.
He is the man.
He says our bench is going to kill their bench tonight.
All right.
We'll see.
Who they got coming up? Vando. Rory's back starting.
Gabe Vincent.
Yeah, Gabe Vincent. Oh. Man, he looks like the Miami Gabe.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I might owe him an apology, Steiny.
How about this? I don't even know. What's the line tonight?
Now, that I don't even know.
It's got to be 4.5.
I'm
Lakers favored
up.
By 4.5.
I'm going to say 2.5. What do you say,
Carter? Says 1.
Yeah.
It's 1?
Yeah.
Now, does he know the line?
Well, he just held up 1 like it's 1.
Oh, then Carter knows the line.
Carter usually knows the line.
Who was the closest? It's 1.5.
1.5. I'll take the win.
No, Carter gets it.
He knew the line.
No, he said 1.
But it's 1.5.
Right, so he got it.
I said 2.
Right, but you went over. Price is Right rules.
No, it has to be 2 to win.
Well, he was just on a sight because he wanted to see if Moses Moody's over under was correct.
Yeah, because it seems high, right?
He found it at 10.5. Where are you betting 14.5?
What are you talking about? Oh, are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh boy. Yeah, we got some calls. I got some calls to make after. Boy, no wonder the pocket's hurting.
Oh boy.
Yeah, what happened?
The 925 is saying, yeah, Moody's 14 plus tomorrow against the Nuggets.
No, I'm not privy to that.
It's 10 tonight.
No, it's 13 on my books.
Well, yeah, I know. That's unfortunate.
Oh, boy, I want a refund or a do-over.
I thought you were like a betting spokesman.
Yeah, he's got a lot of confidence.
How do you not know that?
Yeah, I still stay in touch with our old guy, Fortenbaugh.
Right, but what I'm saying is you know your way around gambling. How did you not know? How did you not know you got a bad number?
Do you really want to know?
Yes.
I don't know if you know what it takes to do those reads. I erred. I didn't have it right at my disposal, so I guessed it.
Did you make the bet, though, really?
No.
Okay. Yeah. That's all that matters. Yeah. Go ahead, Evan. Make an ass out of me.
That's a drop. All right. So last night, Sonny's in the group chat.
Oh.
Unsolicited, unprompted, completely out of left field.
Left field.
So when did this begin? Was this on February 8th that Sonny comes in and just spews from the mountaintop, this will be We Believe 2.0. And since that point, it's kind of fizzled a little bit, neither here nor there. And every once in a while, he will drop in the group chat
out of nowhere
a reference to We Believe. And I don't want to go through the entire message because there was a lot of self-loathing, to be quite frank. You and Larry Bird are the only ones that can see something around, and then I just didn't read the rest.
Oh, my gosh.
But why do you have this fixation on We Believe in this team either not amounting to that or being the same or being better? You got to live in the present.
Listen.
Thank you, Evan.
Those who don't pay attention to history are destined to repeat it.
Oh.
The bottom line is this. One of the reasons that I've lasted in this market is because I know the history of the Warriors. And when Baron Davis joined that team that year, there were and there are very tangible similarities between the situations. And so, man, remember when Baron came back that year? You get so fixated on the trade. He basically did get traded at that point because he wasn't playing before that anyway.
No, he wasn't.
He wasn't playing. He was hurt for the first 2 years he was here.
It's like you're trying to say, Goob, the dog is a turkey.
No, what I'm trying to say is stop thinking that everything that happens now is the first time or the greatest or the best or the most unique.
Just to write it and send it back to read. What made you go there again?
Because yesterday you brought up, Stein, is this the greatest trade of all time? Greatest trade of all time. It's like, they haven't even won a playoff. They're not even in the playoffs yet.
So don't hold it against them.
But
right now it fits because the train looks like it's headed that way.
It doesn't fit until they advance.
Was already here, Steiny. He was one of ours, so I know you want to make it.
This is what it's really about. What it's really about is that you and a segment of the fan base can't possibly wrap your head around the fact that yeah, you know what? There was another player who, when he came back, changed the fortunes of the Golden State Warriors. But no, for some reason, the younger generation and Goo, it's got to be. No, Steiny. Butler's better.
I'm in Butler's the younger done more. Generation.
Butler's
pal.
Done more. Butler. No, Steiny, no. Not even close. It's not even close. No Baron Davis. Huh? No. Sorry. Please.
It's a different Steiny that we. You're Johnny Cochran to this idea.
It's a great comparison.
Believe. Like, you won't let it die.
I don't know where this text was, but this is where you lost me. Quote, listen, there's only two people with the proper perspective on this. Me and Larry Bird. And then I stopped reading.
I just dropped the phone like, he ain't going to get me.
Almost canceled my plan.
I'll see him tomorrow at 8:30.
Who?
You. Yesterday, last night, when I saw that diatribe, I just was like, I almost got mad at you.
Sure. The Butler trade is, quote, greatest ever or whatever. but facts remain.
That's right.
Baron Davis wasn't traded at the deadline.
That's right.
No, don't but tell him that.
He was essentially acquired. No, you know, what you guys don't understand about the word analogy is it doesn't mean things are exactly as the present circumstance.
You're right about that.
Hey, you know what? Where are my real Warrior fans? Where are my real Warrior fans who actually go back a little further than four years with this
okay.
team?
It's okay, and we love the thought, God, but the fact that you just mouth-to-mouth resuscitation on that thing, it's dead.
Dude, speaking of Austin Reeves, this text chain is an AR-15 of weird takes from you, Steiny.
You are,
what?
You were feeling good. You were feeling good?
I was home at 4:30 yesterday.
But you can have some on stock at the house.
Okay. Actually, I don't keep a lot of beer at the house. Yeah. What's your point?
That's actually true.
What did you say?
It's what,
no,
you,
it's what
said.
You said.
Well, what's AR-15?
Austin Reeves' nickname.
Yeah.
I didn't text Austin Reeves.
No, like you were shooting off a lot of unsolicited texts, you know? Speaking of analogies.
Okay. Guru sends to me,
Connor, get
Guru
your boy.
Sends to us this, once again, dumb thing
where
Stephen A. Smith is claiming that a former Hall of Fame player said that Steph Curry would average 17 a game back
player.
In the day.
Yeah.
And of course, Guru gets all incensed because we can't talk about Curry like that. And this whole... And let's get into it. This whole cockamamie, my generation doesn't respect yours.
I hate it, man.
Okay, that's why Larry Bird and I are the only ones who can speak to this. Both of us, Larry Bird and myself,
okay. Oh boy,
are extremely complimentary of this generation and absolutely in awe of their talent level and ability. Same token, we respect the past and understand its greatness. Steph Curry would have adjusted to the physicality, and Isaiah Thomas would have learned to shoot the three night-night. Thank you,
Steiny. That's legit.
Well, then and now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Why did you make fun? Why did you make fun of me?
It was about the We Believe. That was, and we're going to play the Draymond sound about, you know, him in the, I don't like this. Just as a 50-year-old man, I do not like youngsters and the OGs hating on each other's era. And Sleepy didn't do that. He's not that type.
Most of the players from the past do not disrespect this era. There's a vocal minority. Mm. And that has caught the attention of the present day player. But I think it's overstated. But since we're talking about it, Draymond, and how about this for irony? How about this for irony,
okay.
Goop?
I like that word.
Draymond Green on his podcast with Baron Davis.
Who's getting more run.
Who, if you don't know, came back from injury in 2007, led the Warriors to a 16-5 finish. Then they beat the Dallas Mavericks. Then they lost to the Utah Jazz. And, I mean, if you're any type of Warrior fan, the Butler acquisition just brings back memories of Baron Davis coming back from that injury and leading a big run. And my only point is, as great as Butler's been, yeah, he really hasn't done for this team yet what Baron did for that team when he came back. Okay, I don't need you to respond.
No, I won't.
This is Draymond Green and Baron Davis about respect the younger generation and the older generation?
People say you must respect each era, but the past eras don't respect this era.
I don't think that's true.
Me, you don't see some of the things these guys say?
The respect from the old is really, do the young dudes with us? Do they know who we are? That's why you get a lot of hate from the older generation, because they just want to be kept alive. One era always think that the other era is sorry until you leave the game and have an appreciation for the talent that you had to play against.
I disagree in the fact that, no, like, these eras don't respect us. Like, I've seen several guys talk over and over and over again, not in a positive light. I don't think that respect is passed down to us from the other generations, but I think people are quick to say, oh, you got to respect them because they came before. I don't agree with that.
You absolutely have to absolutely respect the people who came before you, because
my respect is earned, and what you did to somebody else don't necessarily earn you respect. Just because you played before me does not mean you deserve respect. I'm sorry, but God had in his plan for you to be born before me, and you just deserve respect because of that? Nah, my mom ain't raised me that way. Respect is earned.
Wow. Lot there.
God getting a lot of run this week on our show.
Yeah.
What? That's like, tell me if I'm wrong, Mr. Bad Analogy, Gary Radnich.
What about him?
He's a GOAT.
Okay.
And I think, I don't want to speak for you and everybody else, but I know where you stand. We all respect what he meant to this market in radio. Sure. Ralph Barbieri, right. Pete Franklin.
Sure.
So.
You think Draymond's wrong?
I do.
Okay.
And it's shocking because he's a historian.
Okay. So, well, first of all, anybody wants to jump in, now would be the time. 888-957-9570. You want to know what I truly believe?
Give it to him.
This is all concocted. I do not believe you can make a blanket statement. The older generation doesn't respect the younger generation, nor does the younger generation respect the older generation. I don't believe that. Like, I believe 90% of the young people or young players respect the past, and 90% of the players from the past respect the way the game's going right now. I truly
how is
believe
this blowing
that
up
because
with the
he's taken one thing that Oscar Robertson said, or one thing that somebody said.
Man.
But like, okay,
man,
for
that's
example,
man.
And I know he's my guy. Larry Bird has been more positive and more complimentary to this generation than any old timer I've ever seen. He says things like, "These guys are incredible. What they can do." They can do more than us. The game's in a great spot. Steph Curry is incredible. Klay Thompson, he's my favorite player to watch. Jokic, I would have loved to have played against Jokic.
Right.
Not because he thought he could school Jokic, but because the way Bird thinks, he wants to play against the greatest players
It'd
of all time.
Honor.
So he would have been. He wanted to play against Jokic because he respects Jokic. You know, Steve Kerr has never talked bad about this generation. Yeah. You know who else hasn't? A guy you'd think. I think Rick Barry has given this generation nothing but compliments. Mm. He acknowledges that they have advantages that he didn't have in terms of working out and nutrition, and that because of it, they are more developed in terms of being a complete basketball player than the younger generation.
Yeah,
but I mean, I think Shaq is complimentary.
Yeah.
To the past, and certainly Sleepy Floyd is respectful of the present, because we had him on earlier.
And
today.
You can add Magic Johnson. Like, I just don't. But Stani, I will say this about the youngsters in different sports. Do you believe there's any NBA player that's not familiar with how great Larry Bird was? Sometimes we hear him, they're like, who?
Well, I'll be honest with you.
Like, that shocked me to where I don't take that as disrespect, but I'm like, damn.
Well, this is where you've got to understand what getting older means, okay? So Bird played in 85,
yes.
95, 05, 15. That's 40 years ago. So that's like me at 20, 1984, understanding the great players from 1944. So
you ain't holding it against
me. No, not a guy like Bird.
Who were they?
What?
In 1944.
Hey, ass.
This is Friday. Lay off my guy. But I get where you're going. But okay. I really believe that comment.
Like, I didn't know about George Mikan.
Big O. And when the Big O said what he said about Draymond, that cut Draymond. And if you want to be honest, Big O might have went too far. Okay. I don't know if he cares about what he...
Okay, but I think J.J. Redick went too far, saying those guys played against plumbers.
See, now that's disrespectful.
Exactly. Let's go to Matt in San Jose. Hey, Matt, how you doing? Kerr weighed in on this, too, yesterday on Willard and Dibs. I'll play that for you. Hey, Matt, how you doing? What's going
on,
my
man? How you guys doing?
Hey, doing well, thank you.
Look, man, this old head versus youngin conversation, I think one thing that we do is we have the conversation without digging deep enough. If we look a little bit deeper into the whole body of work, yes, the players now are more athletic, primarily because the training is different. We have more access to resources now. There's new technology. The way these kids come up is different versus the way athletes had to come up back in the day. And you have to include what racial tensions did to affect that for some of the players that came up. So it's a whole different era. And if you put those guys in this era with the ability to use that technology and all those resources to, you know, harness their game and grow as a player, we might have a whole different set of NBA records. So I don't feel like there should be any disrespect either way. There should be a mutual respect of what they did prior to what we're doing now.
I'm with you. And the other thing is, I heard Spadoni talking this morning, and I agree with him. You can't talk about, well, what if Curry would have played in the 80s? Okay. Then he would have grown up and played basketball a completely different way because he would have been born at a time when the game was played differently.
I agree.
So, it was more physical. Okay. He would have adjusted. To what extent? I'm not quite sure. But I think Curry would have been okay. Right. Just like if Isaiah Thomas were dropped down today, he'd be fine too. He would shoot more three-point shots. Yeah.
There's never a winner in this when you compare the eras, Donnie, to me. And I always thought it was a compliment, but it looks like the 10% that you talk about, those are the ones with microphones. And right. Big O hurt Dre. That would have hurt me. That cut me. He'll never admit it. And probably now that you brought that back up, that's why Dre said what he said. He took that stand. Because Baron Davis, to his point, his credit, said the exact opposite of what Dre was saying, you know?
I mean, listen, I don't claim to know Baron Davis.
BD.
But I was around him for a few years, and I can tell you, like, he knew about the players before him.
Man.
Hey, Evan, I know you're leaving, but this is no way to send me off.
He gave you credit for BD. You dropped the name.
Yeah, it's also about...
People are saying you've been mad since I brought up the refs in the LeBron and Luka. Like, Jim Mulay said you kind of changed. You might be onto something.
Not really.
Yeah.
We believe in you.
It's just your text game.
I mean, I can't deny that one of my frustrations is that oftentimes the way I speak... You two can't understand. I will acknowledge that. I will acknowledge that.
And I just, the why, right?
I'll acknowledge that.
The why.
I do sometimes get frustrated that you guys just, quite frankly, don't get it.
But you come out of the A's bullpen. I don't even think they have them. Wherever they say they get ready at their new home. Stoney, like, I'm like, where did this come from?
Yeah, I thought you were the raccoon a minute ago, backed up against the wall.
That's you're a just, bad animal. Well,
now, you know, it's like, Steiny, you don't like to see me happy.
Goo. Oh,
You don't like when I make a great analogy.
I back like you up all
you and
the
Evan
time.
Just can't, it's like, you can't quite grasp what I'm trying to say.
Well, when you make
and it's
one,
a shortcoming
we'll talk
on your
about
guys'
it.
Fault, yeah. On your guys'
You're shooting blanks. Side. That one doesn't fit, man. I'm sorry.
The We Believe with Baron Davis.
If you ever run into him, say, BD.
I'm looking for season ticket holders back in 2007, please. 888-957-9570. And this is a hell of a way to send me off as the Golden State Warriors play two crucial games. You know what? Here's what's going to happen. You guys are going to get me mad enough, I'm going to root against the Warriors tonight.
And that'll have no bearing on
the
outcome.
What? You know what? Now that I'm mad at you, I hope you're happy. Because I didn't read this text.
Hey, be careful.
Tonight is a win-win for Guru. Oh, if the Warriors win, he's happy. He's and not. If the Lakers, his favorite team, win, yeah, he'll be happy. Evan, you made me do that.
That is so weak.
You made me do that.